And John and lead vocals, man, awesome. You know, it's amazing how popular culture has a message that ties very much into what we are about here at Crosspoint, because, you know, we all want to be a part of the us, right? I mean, there's always the they, and we're like, no, I want to belong to something. And that's what we've been talking about as we've been going through the series, We Are Crosspoint. And so really excited you're here this morning. My name's Kurt, by the way. If we have not had the chance to meet, it is great to have you here this morning. Great to meet you. I'm what's referred to as a pastor here at Crosspoint. And so really excited you're here this morning because we've got an exciting service plan. And let me tell you what, something else I'm excited about is the Brave Journey. I know Eric just talked about it, but 2 weeks from today, we're starting literally the most biggest growth season of the year here at Crosspoint, meaning this six-week journey is where people just go to new places all the time. There's something about when the entire church community comes together on a common theme for 6 weeks, and getting into a small group is critical for this, all right? And you might think, well, I'm not a small group person. I don't really know what that is. I'm not interested in Bible studies. It's not a Bible study, all right? Being in a group is a place where you're dialoguing on the things you're experiencing, and in community, in the we of community, you're going to experience something you've never experienced before, and I'm very excited for this. Also, let me just say, for those of you who are really interested in spiritual growth, like, that just makes your heart beat fast. Let me tell you what, if you're not hosting a group, you need to be hosting a group. Because you're going to grow more when you host a group. Hosts always grow more than everybody else in the group because you're focused on what's going on. And, you know, spiritual growth is not just for you. Actually, spiritual growth happens the best when you're actually cultivating it in someone else. So there's still time to sign up to host, and I hope you'll do that. And most importantly, if you've not browsed the groups, even right now, go ahead and open your phone up and you can begin browsing. So great to have you here this morning. Let me pray for us before we dive in this morning. God, thank you that we can come into this place. I'm really excited about what we're going to be doing today. And I just pray, as I have been for this entire series, God, that you would take every single one of us to the place that you've designed us to be in. You get us to have the kind of ideas and attitudes and experiences and feelings and actions that you've designed us to have and to walk in. God, I mean, you are so good to include us in your work, and I just pray that everything that happens over these next few minutes, God, that you will use to help us see that. God, we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Over the past 2 weeks, as we've been in the series, We Are Crosspoint, we've been talking about three things: community, cause, and code. And how, you know, one of the things we realize is any great thing that's ever happened happens in community. It happens in the context of we. In fact, just this past week, I came across a book that was fascinating. It talked about Apollo 11 landing on the moon. And Neil Armstrong, my word, a guy that changed the face of our country, right? I mean, gave us hope in space exploration and, you know, just did amazing things. And yet, he had a whole network of people. It wasn't just him. He had a whole network of people behind him. Did you know that it took 400,000 people to put Apollo 11 on the moon? You realize that? In fact, this book, Team Moon, came across about a week or two ago, how 400,000 people landed Apollo 11 on the moon. You know, from people stitching together 22 layers of fabric to make spacesuits, to, you know, people, you know, engineers creating special heat shields so the capsule didn't, you know, burn up when it came back into the atmosphere, to, you know, engineers and space technicians and suit testers. And, I mean, 400,000 people to allow one guy to do something significant for all mankind, all right? Everything great that happens, as we've been talking about, happens in the context of we, of community. Another thing we've been looking at is how every great we has a cause. And, you know, churches have causes. Some churches want to be happy, clappy churches. We're just, you know, clapping, singing, you know, getting all excited. You know, we clap, we sing. You know, some churches are like, man, we're going to do deep Bible teaching. We're going to do deep Bible teaching. That's what church should be. You know, there's churches that do that. We teach the Bible. We think everybody should understand the Bible. But listen, this is not the cause that God calls us to. Right? I mean, those are good, you know, internal mechanisms that we should be engaging in and growing in. But you know, our cause, we have a cause here at Crosspoint. In fact, we say we'll do anything short of sinning, you know, to help accomplish this. Our cause here is to help people come into intimate relationship with Jesus and meaningful relationships with others. I mean, that's our cause. And why is that our cause? Well, because that's what we see Jesus was about. That was Jesus' cause, and it was something he was going after. He was trying to help people experience the kingdom of God, not to grow fat spiritually and just have all kinds of spiritual fat lapping off their hips. No, he wanted us to be active, engaged in helping people experience him. And so, look at Jesus' cause. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, here's one of the things Jesus defines that he's about. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty, to bring freedom, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Basically say, hey, it's a good year because God's doing something significant. Now look at these words. Jesus, these are active words right here, right? Proclaiming, going. You know, he sent me to proclaim liberty, to bring sight to people who otherwise couldn't see, to set at liberty, to people who are in bondage or in oppression, to set them free. All the while, say, hey, it's a good time. Good things are happening. See, you know, these things are all external. You know, action, get my hands dirty, work up a sweat, words right here. Here's another way Jesus said. He put some imagery to it. He said, you know, here's how I go about this and how you, the we of the church, are to go about this as well. John 15, 13. He says, "Greater love is no one than this," and then he defines what love is. Which wasn't a passive thing, by the way. And sometimes we think, well, how do I love them? Let me reflect on how I love thee. Reflection's not bad, but he does something very action-oriented right here. He says, "Greater love is no one than this, than that someone lay down his life for his friends." He lay his life down. Actually, actively say, hey, what can I do to make your life better? How can I be constantly about making good things happen for other people? That's actually what my shirt says right here. Making good things happen for other people by laying my life down for people that are my friend, my neighbor, my people in my community. See, Jesus gives us a picture here of engaging all of our senses, all of our being, saying, hey, we were created to make this happen for other people on Jesus' behalf. To roll up our sleeves, to sweat a little bit, you know, it's going to require energy and engagement. I said this a few weeks ago. I said, I don't know where people get off thinking church is like some passive thing. All right, yeah, coming into an auditorium, and I mean, you're kind of passive right now listening, but this isn't church. This is a service. Being a part of the we requires engagement. See, God enlists the we to engage in community to move the cause forward. Third thing we looked at was how every we has a code. And here at Cross Point, we have some codes. We have a lot of codes, actually. We have three we've been talking about. One is that we're sacrificial givers. And we're going to be talking about this a little more next weekend. And we're going to give everybody that's a part of the we or wants to be a part of the we a chance to say, hey, here, we're going to give you a card to say, here's what I intend to give to touching other people's lives to fuel what God is doing over the next 12 months. And it's not some campaign or something. It's just a personal opportunity to say, hey, every once in a while we have to say, you know, am I in on this thing? Am I in or not? Because, you know, here's the thing. There's nothing we're in on that our money isn't in on. There's nothing we're in on that my time and my talents aren't in on. So we're going to be responding on a couple of these fronts today and next week. Another thing that's a part of our code is we are obsessive inviters here at CrossPoint. I mean, we have friends and we're like, hey, you know, you got to come to CrossPoint just because we believe, man, your life, you could experience something that might actually take your life to an entirely new place. And it's not like they have to come here to experience that, to experience Jesus, but we want this to be a tool where you can bring your friends. And then, you know, the last thing that's part of our code, at least that we're, you know, the three we're talking about right now is, you know, and if you've been around here for any time at all, you know this is ingrained into who we are fearless workers, all right, we are fearless workers, all right, some communities like to philosophize about things, some communities like to pray about things, we like to think about things, you know, we like to pray about things, but you know what we really like to do, we like to work about things. We like to roll our sleeves up, engage, hit the same nail on the same head. You know, we have people here that could easily say, man, I'm an unpaid worker. I've been doing the same thing over and over, but you know what? I'm going to do it because it's touching people's lives. And so today, I want us to see how we can be engaged at a serving level, a volunteer level here at CrossPoint to be a part of the we that makes this thing go every single weekend. And I could wax on eloquently, or not so eloquently, depending on your version, you know, for the next 25 minutes or so. But instead, I thought, man, there would be so much more power to this if we actually get you fully engaged in what that looks like. So, you know, here in a few moments, we're going to take every adult and student that's in this room right now on a guided tour of this entire facility and what's taking place to make this place go right now. And we're going to have some tour guides. They're going to come into the room, and they're going to take you on a guided tour. In fact, they're heading to the back right now because they're going to be coming up to to kind of assign roles to tour guides in a moment. Don't get freaked out, all right? We're going to tell you exactly how this is going to go. It's going to be a lot of fun, And so in a few moments, they're going to enter. But before we do that, we realize there's four types of people in this room this morning. All right, four types of people. First type of person is somebody who's already engaged in volunteering here at Crosspoint. You're serving two times a month in kids or coffee bar or in the band or wherever. And I just want to say thank you. And I'm excited you're going to go on this tour this morning because, one, you know what it's like to serve, and you may be a resource as you're with your group, your tour group, but you're also going to get a picture of how your role plays into the bigger scope of everything that happens here every single weekend at Crosspoint. All right, next group of people here today are people who want to serve. You're like, man, I'd love to volunteer. You just don't know where, how to get plugged in. Well, man, I'm excited you're going to go on this tour because you're going to have the opportunity to see firsthand all the different roles. And you might say, oh, man, I could do that. All right, so we're going to help you identify things. You might be able to say, I'll try that one time and see how that goes. Third type of person in the room is people who don't want to serve. And you have various reasons as to why. And I'm excited you're going to go on this tour, mainly because I hope that you see everything it takes every weekend for you to experience what you experience when you come into this place. And maybe God might even incline your heart toward saying, hey, you know, maybe I need to engage in some way. And then the last type of person here today is those of you who are maybe here for the first time. Maybe you're a guest or you know, you just walked in to check out Crosspoint or you're here out from out of town. Listen, I think this is going to be awesome for you because this is one time a year where you get to kind of look behind the scenes at what makes Crosspoint go. I mean, you're going to see the heartbeat of Crosspoint. I don't know if there's a better day throughout the year to see what Crosspoint's about than on a day like today. So I'm excited you're going to go on this tour. So here's what we're going to do to assure maximum impact over these next 25 minutes. All right, when you filled out this connection card earlier, go ahead and take that out and grab your pen. This is going to be your friend. You're going to take this with you on your tour. You're going to interact with the back side. Make sure the front side is filled out. All right, and then secondly, we're taking you on a guided tour. All right, so the key word is guided. All right, it's kind of like kindergarten, like field trips, right? Everybody stays together. All right, we don't want to lose anybody, you know. So you're going to go on a guided tour. Third thing is if you're not currently engaged around here, but you're like, you know, I'd like to try something out. As you go on this tour, you know, if you see something you think, man, I could do that, just mark that on the back of your card. Just mark the box of that particular area, what that role is. Doesn't commit you to anything. It'll just remind you later of what you saw. And then the fourth thing is when you get to the end of your tour, there's going to be a big party at the end, and you're going to have the chance to sign up for a first serve, to do a one-time serve in an environment that you'd like to try out. And so, you know, there's going to be some people that will help you identify a date to do that. And then the last thing is if you sign up for a first serve, just show up for your first serve, all right? Anybody excited about this? Yeah. All right, it's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be very exciting this morning. I think I just got lost here. Here we go. And so here's what we're going to do. It's going to be really cool. Now, if you're a guest this morning and you're thinking, man, I do not want to do this. We are not about making you do anything you don't want to do. So as groups leave, you can just kind of peel out. I'll be at the front doors. I'd love to just greet you and meet you and thank you for coming today. Hope you'll come back next week. But I really hope you'll go on the tour. All right, so we're going to start in the back. And the center section, you're going to stay seated. You're going to stay in this room to start. The back four rows, if you want to go ahead and stand, stand to your feet. Your guides are right at the end of your row. You can go ahead and walk out the back doors of the auditorium. Take everything with you as you go because you're heading out on your first tour stop. All right, the next three rows forward. All right, go ahead and stand. Your tour guide is standing at the end of your rows right here. They're going to be with you for the next 25 minutes. Take your stuff with you. Walk out the auditorium doors and have a great tour. Next three rows, go ahead and stand. Your tour guides at the end of your row, you can meet them, interact with them. They're going to walk you on out to your first tour stop. And then the front five rows, you've got Brian and Michelle as your tour guides. So you can sync up with them and they'll take you out to your first stop on the tour. And then those of you in the center section, here's what I want you to do. All right, you're not going to move initially. You're going to stay right where you are, but I want to make sure you know your guide. So the first four rows right here, everybody wave in the first four rows. All right, you guys are going to be right here with Amber. All right, so Amber's your tour guide. When you leave this room, you need to be with her. All right, next three rows, wave your hands right back here in the middle, three rows. All right, you're going to be with Matt, all right? Matt's going to be your tour guide. Next three rows back, wave your hands so everybody knows who you are. You're going to be with Charlie. And then the last two rows, back row people, we are so excited you're here this morning. You're going to be with Tracy when you leave the room. But first, you're going to stay in this room and see a presentation. And we hope you have a great tour, and we'll see you at the end.